It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it
when you're dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha da 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 da. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Or what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing,
get down on it.
8 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in. So you jump, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you give what's left of me. Yeah, you give what's left to me. Cause she got the best to me.
7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know.
Six more minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get older, you wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Take on me.
minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes. More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. Pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Zach Bigley.
Coming off a thrilling win last night and a dominating win 2 nights ago, the Frisco Rough Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds for the fourth game of this six-game series. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on what is a beautiful day for baseball. The Rough Riders with that dominating win last night, a 6-1 victory. And you hear the final score and you think, hey, that doesn't sound like too good of a game. But the Rough Riders were trailing 1-0 going into the top of the ninth inning when they just exploded. Let's jump right into the highlights from last night's game. The Rough Riders got a leadoff single from Justin Foscue in that ninth inning. And then after Josh Stowers pinch ran for Foscue, Johnny Ornelas came up to the plate.
The 2-2.
A liner into right center field. This one's headed for the alley, and it's down. It gets all the way to the warning track. Stowers gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe. Johnny Ornelas delivers an RBI double to tie the game here in the top of the ninth inning. So Johnny Ornelas tied the game at 1-1. Then the very next pitch, David Garcia climbed to the plate, and he did this.
Hit a high fly ball, hit deep to right field. Foyle going back to the warning track. He's at the wall. It's gone!
David Garcia with a two-run go-ahead homer. And the Rough Riders grab a 3-1 lead here in the ninth. Oh, baby! So Garcia with a two-run home run. The Rough Riders led 3-1, and they weren't done yet. Two outs consecutively, but then two-out walks. Put two on for Dustin Harris.
1-0 pitch. Harris swings, sends it high in the air, deep to left field. Gouldberg back to the warning track. He's back at the wall, and it hits off the top of the wall and leaves the park. Dustin Harris, a three-run opposite field homer. And the Rough Riders have blown it open here in the ninth inning.
They did indeed blow it open, 6-1. And then Furo Ozuna, who was on for the eighth inning as well, came back on and shut him down with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. The Rough Riders have now won two in a row after a 10-5 win in Game 2 of this series. So here in Game 3, or in Game 4, I should say, they turn to Cody Bradford, the former Baylor Bear, 6'4", 197-pound, 24-year-old, and he's looking for a bounce-back start. Really tough start against Northwest Arkansas his last time out. 2 1/3, he allowed 10 runs on 6 hits, while striking out 3 and walking 4. Those 4 walks, a career high. He's known for his pinpoint command. He just didn't have it, unfortunately, against Northwest Arkansas. So a good chance for him to bounce back here against this Midland Rockhounds team. That's 9-9 on the season. The Rough Riders are 12-6 on the year. So it's one man from the Big 12 against another man from the Big 12. Ty Dameron gets the ball today for Midland, the 27-year-old out of Texas Tech. Rough Riders saw him 3 times last year. He went 0-2 with a 4.05 ERA head-to-head against the Rough Riders, and he's had a tough go at it this season. 3 starts, he has allowed 20 hits in 10 innings. Opponents hitting 4.26 against him. No record in 8.10. ERA. So two guys who are looking for a little bit of a bounce-back performance. The Rough Riders hoping it'll be Bradford, not Dameron. We saw Dustin Harris go deep for the second time this season with that 3-run home run. He was our pregame guest. So we hope you enjoy our interview with Dustin Harris coming up on the other side of this break. Rough Riders and Rockhounds getting set for Game 4 of the 6-game series. Dustin Harris joins us when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Welcome back to Midland, Texas. We're back on the pregame show, and Dustin Harris is our guest, Riders outfielder. And let's start with the game last night. Just a crazy game, down 1-0 into the ninth inning, scoring 6 runs. 7 come-from-behind wins now for this team. What's it like playing with such a resilient bunch?
Oh, it's awesome. Last night, our pitchers kept us in the game, and then we were hitting the ball hard all night in the late innings. Come back. It's been a lot of fun so far.
You with an opposite field home run off the top of the wall last night. Did you know that ball was gone off the bat?
I knew I got it, but the wind has been playing a factor in these last few games here, and thankful I got enough and was able to sneak over the fence.
The very beginning of the season, you started 0-8 through the first two games, then went on an 11-game hitting streak. When you start the season, was there any kind of trepidation about maybe not feeling so good, or did you kind of just lock in right away after those first couple games?
Those first couple games, I felt fine. I think I was getting pitched very, very good too, and I had some bad swing decisions, and I've been able to focus in a little more and just not chase as much as I was, and just having a better approach at the plate.
Here in Double A, what has the adjustment been from Low A and High A last year up to this level in these pitchers?
So far, I think they've been able to locate probably a little better than I saw last year, and just the secondary pitches they've been more efficient with them, not as many waste pitches, I would say, and just all around the zone, not missing by too much.
Dustin Harris, our guest here on the pregame show. Defensively for you, you were a corner infielder last year, making the transition out to the outfield. Made a pretty spectacular catch down in the left field corner a couple days ago, but how has the transition been for you?
It's been good. It's been going smoothly, I think. I've been getting better jumps, and just with more reps, I've been able to get better reads and better routes, more efficient, and just it's a learning process, and I think I'm catching on fairly quickly.
What's the hardest part of transitioning to the outfield?
Probably those line drives. You don't know whether to run in or go back, the ones right at you. Top spin or back spin, you don't know if they have right off the bat. You got to read them.
This defense on this team has some pretty good outfielders. Have you been able to pick up some stuff from some of the guys on the team?
Yeah, even during BP, just out there talking with them, just there's just been a little knowledge to me here and there, and just I've been able to take some of that in and use it in the game.
Career is very interesting with your path in Florida. What was it like playing high school ball in Florida with all the talent in that area?
Oh, it was awesome. We had a real talented high school team, and there was talent everywhere we went, everywhere. I wasn't at too big of a school, and even in our conference, there's really good talent there, and just you had to fight for a spot.
Transitioning into JUCO ball, what was the JUCO experience like for you?
JUCO, it was a grind for sure. The conference I was in also had a lot of talent there. The coaches were great, coaching staff, teammates were awesome. And I think it helped me out a lot. We were able to play so many games in the fall and then the spring, and then I also played summer ball. So I think all those reps I got really paid off.
Drafted by the Oakland A's, came out with Oakland in professional ball first, and then was traded over here to the Texas Rangers organization. What was that day like when you were traded?
That was a crazy day. I actually had no idea I was even traded. One of my buddies sent me over a text and said, "Hey, Did you get traded to Texas?" And I was like, "What? Where did you hear that?" Because I didn't have an agent at the time, so I looked it up online or whatever, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, I guess I did."
Is there any thought when you're playing the Oakland A's affiliate that, hey, there's another reality where I could be over in that side, in that dugout?
No, I haven't really thought about that too much. I obviously have a few buddies on that side. It's been fun seeing them. I haven't seen them in a couple years. But, no, I haven't really put much thought into that.
When you look at the Oakland A's organization and the Rangers organization, how is the philosophy a little bit different here on this side of the Rangers organization?
I was only in Oakland for half the season, so I don't have too much to say about. There's a good organization. I don't have too much to say on that aspect of it, but nothing too different from what I've known.
Dustin Harris, he's an outfielder for the Frisco Rough Riders, the Riders and the Rockhounds in Game 4 of the series coming up. Dustin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders and Rockhounds getting ready for the fourth game of this six-game series. Zach Bigley back with you here at Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. So let's get you the starting lineups for both these teams. And we start with the visiting Rough Riders at 12-6. Their lineup announced by manager Jared Gettert. Johnny Ornelas, the second leading hitter in the Texas League, batting .388, leads things off. Then it's Josh Stowers in center and Dustin Harris, who is our pregame interview, in left field. Middle third, it's Blaine Krim at first, Justin Foscue at second, and Sandro Fabian, the designated hitter. And the bottom third, Kellen and Connor Pieto is the catcher. He's making his Double-A and Riders debut today in the ninth spot. Once again, Ornelas, Stowers, Harris, Krim, Foscue, Fabian, Strom, Hare, and Pieto. Cody Bradford gets the ball for the Rough Riders on the mound. Here's the lineup he'll face for the Midland Rockhounds at 9-9, as announced by their manager here in his second season, Bobby Crosby. Max Schumann leads it off at second, and it's Chase Calabuig at first, and Zach Geloff is the third baseman hitting third. Devin Foyle cleans it up in center. Jeremy Eierman at short hits fifth. Jordan Diaz is the designated hitter in the sixth spot, and the bottom third, William Simonite at catcher, Jake Settleson in left field, and Shane Selman in right field. Once again, it's Schumann, Calabuig, Geloff, Foyle, Eierman, Diaz, Simonite, Settleson, and Selman. Ty Dameron is the pitcher for the Midland Rockhounds, who will be on the hill when we come back. It's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, game four of a six-game series. Rough Riders have won two in a row, looking to win their third straight game. Frisco was pretty good with Cody Bradford on the mound. We'll have first pitch and the play-by-play for you when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Riders are back on the road for a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas, affiliates of the Oakland Athletics. After the series closes, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Come be in the presence of some of the baseball every Wednesday at Riders Field. New this year, Texas baseball legends give fans the chance to meet some of the best names in the game. On Wednesday, May 4th, Bally Sports Southwest's Emily Jones will be in attendance for a meet and greet.
Let's go down and say hello to Emily Jones, Emily.
Check out our approved Texas baseball legends list online and find out more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Check swing and a miss. He got it.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score. And the Riders walk it off.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders winning back-to-back ball games. They go for win number three in a row as they take on the Midland Rockhounds here in game four of this six-game series from Midland. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley with you. Johnny Ornelas in from the right side. Here's the windback from Ty Dameron, and away we go here in this one on a fastball that misses inside. We're underway. One ball and no strikes, 7 o'clock on the game's first pitch, right on time. Dameron looks over the top of a tan glove. He's back into his windup in the lefty's pitch. Inside. Off Simonite, the catcher's glove, all the way back to the backstop, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. 91 degrees, our first pitch temperature here in Midland. No humidity to speak of. 91 is the feels like as well. And it is sunshine up above. Wind back in the pitch home to Ornelas. He swings and comes up empty on a breaking ball down low and inside. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Not as much wind as we've seen in the past few days. They're blowing out to left field. The offering home slips just a bit inside. It's 3 balls and 1 strike now on Ornelas. So the hitter is very happy about that as the wind had been blowing in from right field in the first few games. The offering, a swing and a miss. Ornelas strikes out. Or I should say that's now 3-2 on Johnny Ornelas to start things off here in this ball game. He calls time and steps out. 3-2 to Ornelas, who's hitting .388 through his first 16 games, second in the Texas League. The pitch on the way. Outside, ball 4. Leadoff walk here in the first inning. And Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders, a 6-1 win last Andrew, night. That was for the ages.
If he happens to strike out, then one lucky fan will receive a prize courtesy of Anheuser-Busch. This is number 4.
Rough Riders scoring all 6 runs in the top of the 9th inning, down 1-0 at the time. Here's the pitch home. It foul back to the screen. It's 0-1. Stowers, the man at the plate, was the man who crossed home to tie the game on the RBI double from Johnny Ornelas. Stowers' pitch ran for Justin Foscue, who began the game with a single will begin the inning, I should say, with a single. Here's the set. And the lefty's pitch, a swing and a miss, and a good offering off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders hoping to not wait till the ninth inning for their first runs tonight. Hoping to attack Dameron right here in the first. Here's the lefty's pitch. Down low and inside of the dirt, Simonite blocks, and it's one ball, two strikes. Let's give you the defense that will back up Dameron today. Jake Suttleson is out in left, Devin Foyle in center, and Shane Selman in right field. Zach Geloff has third, Jeremy Ironman at short, Max Schumann at second, and Chase Calabuig at first base. Simonite the catcher, the pitch, a check swing grounder foul back behind home. And it's one ball and two strikes still on Stowers. Been a tough season for Ty Dameron so far. He's looking for a bounce back start in this one, but it's been kind of a bounce back type of season every single start for him. Here's the set. And the 1-2 pitch. Inside on 2-2. In his last start, he allowed three runs, though they were all unearned against Wichita. Over his four innings, struck out three and walked one. 2-2. Stowers swings and misses, and a breaking ball down low and inside, and strikes out. One out here in the first inning, and Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score. Johnny Ornelas at first. Harris, our pregame interview guest, hitting 316 on this season through 15 games. He had a three-run home run last night in the ninth inning. First pitch. Outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Ty Dameron's worst start came in his second start of the season. He went three innings, allowing eight runs on 10 hits to Corpus Christi. He sets. Ornelas leads from first. In the pitch home, Harris watches one down the heart of the plate for a called strike, and it's one ball and one strike. That's been the biggest problem for Dameron this season, is giving up a ton of hits. Opponents are hitting 426 against Dameron this year. He delivers. Misses down low and inside, and it's two balls and one strike. And if you're giving up a lot of hits, this is not a good lineup for you to face. The Rough Riders have been picking up a ton of hits this year. Top 10 in all minor league baseball in batting average. Hitting around 280. Here's the set. And the lefty's offering. Chopper foul, first base side.
And since the beer batter did strike out, the
2-2.
Section 14, row MC9, won a prize courtesy of Anheuser-Busch.
Harris steps back in from the left side. Dustin 3-for-8 with a home run in this series. Dameron's pitch. Breaking ball low off the outside corner, and the count goes full at three balls, two strikes. Left on left here to Dustin Hedge here in this situation. Here's the offering home. Ornelas runs, swinging a high fly ball, shallow right center. Selman coasts under it, and the right fielder makes the catch. Ornelas retraces his steps back to first base. Two outs, and here's Blaine Krim now.
Now batting number 9, Blaine Krim.
Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score. Grim, a 286 hitter so far this season through 17 games. Left-hander fires. First pitch curve just clips the top of the zone for a called strike. 0-1. Grim didn't love the call. He tips his helmet off to one side, not agreeing with home plate umpire Trevor Danninger. Dameron offers. He fights it off foul over towards the right side in the air. 0-2. Danninger has balls and strikes behind the plate. Pete Tockington is down the third baseline. Ty Krause up the first baseline. The left-hander readies. And he delivers home. Ornelas takes off, pitches low, throw to second. In time to get him. Ornelas caught stealing. First time he's been caught this year in two attempts. Caught stealing goes 2-4, and there's the final out here in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the home half of the first. Cody Bradford on the mound when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders turned away in 1-2-3 fashion in the first inning, and we go to the home half of the first. Cody Bradford winds and deals home to Max Schumann. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. So no score, Rough Riders and Rockhounds, game four of the six-game series. Zach Bigley alongside you, and happy to have you. Bradford back into his wind in the 1-0 pitch. A swing and a miss, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Well, Cody Bradford was flat-out brilliant in his first two starts with the Rough Riders. He's back into his windup, and he issues in the 1-1. A swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. It was a lot of that. 4 1/3 and 5 innings in his first two starts, respectively. And time called, a pitch clock violation. Nope, actually just regular time call. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. High fastball. There's the first strikeout for Cody Bradford. On just four pitches, he fans Schumann, and there's one away.
First baseman, Chase Calabrese.
One away, no score, bottom one. Bradford did allow two runs in each of his first two starts, respectively, but that's a little bit misleading. He winds and deals. On the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. In both those starts, he was good through his first four innings, and then in his second start, through his first five innings. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Curveball, inside edge for a called strike, and boy, he's looking on today. And then everything kind of imploded in that final inning of work. He stranded a couple base runners, and then both those runners came into score in both his starts. The pitch, high and inside, and it comes up and clips Calabrese. Got him on the elbow, and here comes Jared Getter, the Riders manager. He's going to ask if that hit the bat, not the elbow guard. Saying it hit the knob of the bat at the very bottom. He's pointing down at his hand and saying, yeah, that had to have hit the bat, right? But looking down the first baseline at Chase Calabrese standing on first, he's checking his elbow to make sure he's all right. Now Trevor Daninger is going to call the umpires together, and they're going to make sure that they got the call correct. Getter waiting by home plate. Trevor Daninger is the home plate umpire who made the call. Getter checks with Piazza, the catcher, and they do give him first base. They said hit him on the elbow. So a hit by pitch on an 0-2 toss from Bradford, and there's a runner aboard with one out. And Zach Geloff is the batter now. Getter still talking with Daninger. Getter not happy at all. And he's going to go back to the dugout. Jared not happy here in the first inning already. Scoreless game. Bottom half of the first inning with one down. And Zach Geloff stands in from the right side against Bradford, who will work from the stretch. He comes set and deals. A strike on the inside corner. First two starts, very good for Bradford. It's five shutout innings in his second start especially. And then it was a really tough start against Northwest Arkansas his last time out. He offers home outside. And it's one ball and one strike. A man who normally has pinpoint control. A career-high four walks. He allowed 10 runs over two and a third innings, including a grand slam. He offers home. High skyscraping pop-up into shallow right field. Foscue back, the second baseman, called off by the right fielder. And Kellen Strom comes in, makes the catch right behind him. Kellen Strom had to go a long way to grab that one. He does track it down, make the catch, and Devin Foyle stands in from the left side. Two down, runner at first, no score. Left on left, Bradford from the stretch. And he offers in. Foyle swings, comes up empty on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Let's introduce you to defense behind Bradford today. Dustin Harris out in left field. Josh Stowers in center and Kellen Strom in right. Trey Hare is the third baseman. Johnny Ornelas plays at shortstop. Bradford readies and fires. Down low and inside, and the count goes to 1-1. Justin Foscue plays at second. Blaine Krim is the first baseman. And Connor Piatto is making his double-A and Riders debut behind the plate today. Here's the set. Bradford looks over towards first, kicks, deals. Pass ball on the inside edge for a called strike. Count goes to 1-2 on Devin Foyle, who's 2-for-11 here in the series. 0-for-4 day yesterday at the plate. The left-hander twirls the ball behind his back, has his sign, and comes set. Glove near the chin, 6 inches from the chest. He throws over to first base. Calabuig back in. He has yet to attempt a steal this year. Infield slightly to pole. A left-hander's pitch. Breaking ball outside. One ball, make it two balls and two strikes. Good crowd here on a Friday. It's filled in quite nicely. Seen good crowds the last two nights here in Midland. Just shy of 6,000 last night. 2-2. In the dirt, Piatto blocks. Three balls, two strikes. 5,936 was the official count yesterday. That's the largest crowd the Rough Riders have seen on the road this year. At over 9,000 in the second day of the season, that's their largest crowd at home this season. Payoff pitch. High pop foul out of play left side. Still three balls, two strikes, and as he did on the last pitch, Chase Calabuig will be off and running on this offering as well. Here's the set. And the offering home. In the air, down the left field line. Harris a long run. He runs out of room and it's foul. Still three balls, two strikes. Ty Dameron threw 21 pitches in his half of the first inning. And it hasn't necessarily been a super long inning for Cody Bradford, but it has been anything but smooth. He looks in for his sign. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat to Foyle. He delivers. A broken bat liner, shallow right field towards the line. It dunks in for a base hit. Calabuig up to second. He's on his way to third, and he gets stopped right there. Throw to second. Got him! Foyle thrown out by Kellen Strom trying to go for second. And that's how it ends here in the first inning. No runs across on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Foyle trying to extend a single into a double and thrown out by Kellen Strom, 9-6 for the final out of the first inning. Top two coming.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The ROUGHRIDERS win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Krim starts things off for the Rough Riders in the top of the second. He was at the plate when Johnny Ornelas was caught stealing to end the first. And so he gets a second crack at it after being down 0-2. Dameron back into the line in the pinch. Slow chopper towards short. Tough play. Ironman comes up. Fields throws on the run. Just got him. Nice play by Jeremy Ironman. And there's one out here in the second for Justin Foscue.
Now batting number five.
No score here in the top of the second inning. You said that a lot last night as Midland found the scoreboard first all the way in the seventh inning. What a weird game last night. Great game, but a weird one. The faster games you'll find. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Foscue takes on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Entering the top of the ninth inning last night, we were at 1 hour and 43 minutes into the game. Here's the wind back in the pitch home. Foscue watches one sizzle across the inside corner, belt high for a strike, 0-2. An extremely fast pace. Left-hander's wind in the pitch home. Down low and inside. Foscue takes, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders able to come from behind and win that one 6-1. Here's the wind in the 1-2. Grounded foul, first base side, past Chad Comer. And it's 1-2 on Foscue. Foscue to be followed by Sandro Fabian. Here on the top of the second. Dameron delivers. Down low, inside. 2-2. Foscue has doubled twice in this series. 2-2. Spoils it foul back to the screen. Still 2-2. Still trying to find that constant stroke, though. It was 0-4 until that ninth inning. 0-3, I should say. Still trying to find that consistency and comfortability at the plate. 2-2. Slips inside on him, and it's 3-2. This will be the eighth pitch coming to the second baseman. Here's the left-hander's windup. And the pitch. A hard line drive up over the shortstop. Jeremy Ironman into left center. Settleson collects, gets it back in, holds Foscue to a single. Well, Justin Foscue picks up the Riders' first hit.
Sandro Fabian.
Sandro Fabian makes his way up. No score here in the Riders' second. Foscue takes his lead from first to the pitch home. Breaking ball, misses inside, 1-0. I was joking with Foscue before the game today, as he's the one who had the single in the ninth inning in last night's game before Josh Stowers pinch ran from him. Here's the set, and the pitch on the way, misses off the outside corner, 2-0. And he was saying, I don't think I could have scored on that ball in the gap. Stowers was just barely safe. And he said he was joking with the coaching staff after the game. Hey, why'd you pinch run for me? I could have made that. Here's the set. And the 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball high and away. 3-0. But he was like, man, what a call by Jared. Put the pinch runner, Josh Stowers, in. And Johnny Ornelas, the very next batter, with a double. The offering in fits on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 3-1 now on Fabian. Great managerial decision by the second-year skipper, Jared Getter. Offering home to Fabian. Fouled back into the glove of Simonite. Count runs full at 3-2. That's now four out of the six hitters that have come to the plate against Ty Dameron that have worked a full count. He comes set. Foscue leads from first. The delivery. Foscue takes off. Strike three called. Throw to second. Got him. It's a strike him out, throw him out, double play, and that's how things end here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Rough Riders get a hit, but they go down in the minimum. Second strikeout for Dameron, and we go to the bottom half of the second. Rough Riders and Rockhounds scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders return to begin May with a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers, which features a loaded promotional schedule. On Friday night, the Riders roll out FC Dallas Night. Fans can come early to get their co-branded Riders FC Dallas scarves. Then on Saturday, it's Kentucky Derby at the Diamond, featuring racing-themed on-field games, giveaways, and more. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! Is your business struggling from inefficiencies during the workday? We're talking workflow woes, document deviation, print service problems, or any kind of digital solution distress? Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution, big or small. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For the last 25 years, we have been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the rest of North Texas, and are certainly proud to be partnered with the Frisco Rough Rider.
Help us celebrate Cinco de Mayo as the Riders wear their Copa de la Diversión jerseys for the first time this season on Thursday, May 5th, and take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Join the party with the Blue Northern Heart Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission to Thursday's game and into the largest Lazy River party in baseball with $2 domestic drafts and $2 Blue Northern Heart Seltzers. And for the entire ballpark, half off all beer and wine. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First offering from Cody Bradford to Jeremy Ironman is in there for a strike on the outside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders and Rockhounds scoreless. Wind back from Bradford, 0-1 toss. Ironman swings and misses on a pitch off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Good breaking ball from Bradford. Hit by a pitch in the first inning to Chase Calabweek, put him aboard, and then Devin Foyle singled. Here's the windback in the 0-2. Ironman swings, drives it into left center field. Harris back to the warning track, and he watches it hit down on the warning track and roll all the way to the wall. Stowers collects from center, fires it in, but not before Jeremy Ironman picks up his fourth double of the season. Coasting into second. That brings Jordan Diaz to the plate. Second hit today for the Rockhounds. Well, after Devin Foyle singled in that first inning, he was on his way to second, and he was thrown out by Strom, Riders right fielder. Bradford looks in. He has his set, and the pitch on the way. Diaz fouls it straight back, 0-1. Right-hander at the plate, lefty on the mound. Bradford, the former Baylor Bear. Trying to come up with a good start for the Rough Riders. They got a great one last night from Justin Slayton, going five shutout innings, just one hit. Longest shutout performance pitch is fouled away right side, and it's 0-2 on Diaz. Bradford went five shutout innings, but then came back out for the sixth and allowed two inherited runners to come in to score on April 15th at San Antonio. Slayton's was deemed a shutout and stayed a shutout. 0-2 on Diaz. Runner at second, nobody out here in the top of the, make it the bottom of the second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three. Second strikeout for Cody Bradford, and there's one out here in the second. William Simonite bats now.
William Simonite.
Simonite out of Wake Forest. Went undrafted and was signed by the Rockhounds, or I should say by the A's organization, now here with the Rockhounds. Left-hander readies and deals. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him, 0-1. Playing in his 11th game this season. Simonite hitting just .222. Left-hander set. Here she comes. Grounder up the middle. Ornelas to his left. Can't get it. It's in the center. Ironman around third. He comes in to score. And it's 1-0 Midland. RBI single for William Simonite. His 10th RBI of the year. And that brings Jake Settles into the play. Simonite was very productive last year for High A Lansing. It's been a slow start to the season in the batting average side, but 10 RBIs will certainly work early on in the year. From the stretch, here's Bradford's pitch. High and outside to Settleson, one ball, no strikes. 92 games last year in Lansing. He had an OPS just shy of 800. Hit 10 home runs and knocked it. 1-0 toss. Off the end of the bat, fly ball, shallow center. Stowers in a couple steps. He's under it and makes the catch. Second out here in the second inning, 1-0 Midland. And Shane Selman bats now.
Right fielder Shane Selman.
Not bad for a guy who wasn't drafted. Good production for Simonite. And Shane Selman steps into the ninth spot. Bradford's first pitch. Swing and a miss. Selman couldn't catch up to a fastball off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. When Bradford is comfortable, he's working quickly. He's pouring in strikes. He sets, brings in the 0-1. Just off the outside corner, a good miss. And it's one ball and one strike. Bradford, in that start against San Antonio when he went those five scoreless before allowing a couple runs in the sixth, said he didn't even feel comfortable in that game. 1-1 slithers home. Off the inside corner for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Very smart, cerebral pitcher. Bradford then went on to say, yeah, I have three ball count here in this instance. I had two bad misses here. The pitch rocketed down the third base line in towards the corner and foul. Two balls, two strikes. And he was able to recount a bunch of misses that he had in certain situations. He keeps in tune with the game, and he's very, very hard on himself, as the best pitchers and players are. Selman stands back in from the right side. Bradford tucks the glove to his chest, looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the left-hander sets. He kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high fastball. Cody Bradford with his third strikeout. He does allow the game's first run, though. Left stranded, 1-0 Midland to the top of the third. On the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey, Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom, Trey Hare, Connor Piatto due up for the Rough Riders here in the top half of the third inning, trailing 1-0 the Midland Rockhounds. It's bottom third of the order for Frisco. Kellen Strom looking for his first hit of the series. Stands in from the right side. Ty Dameron looks over the top of his glove, winds back, and deals home. A Hearn shows his numbers back to the warning track. That ball is gone! Kellen Strom drives it out of the park to right center field. His first home run of the season and his first career double-A homer. Tie ball game at 1-1. Well, the other day, Kellen Strom was talking about how he feels like he's hitting the ball hard. He's just waiting to get that actual hit and for it to... he's getting the silent treatment down at the dugout. And led by Blaine Krim, everyone goes and mobs him. Tie game at 1-1. Here's Trey Hare now, and the first pitch on the way. He swings, comes up empty, and it's 0-1. He was just waiting for that ball to fall. He's hitting just 156 entering tonight. And that one got out of here, the pitch. It's popped up down the third baseline. Long run, Geloff. The third baseman can't get it. It falls in. Suttleson grabs it, sends a throw on to second, and Trey Hare is chased back to first. So it's a long single for Trey Hare. Good start for the Rough Riders here in the third. A home run for Kellen Strom and a Trey Hare bloop single. Here's Connor Piatto now. Piatto making his double-A debut. Digs a small hole in the back of the left-handed batter's box. A left-handed hitting catcher. Undrafted free agent out of Wright State. First pitch. Just outside, it's one ball and no strikes. It's great to see Kellen Strom get on the board with his first home run. That was an absolute mortar shot, too, in a right center. The pitch. Right on the outside corner for a strike, and the count evens out at 1-1 on Piatto. Well, Piatto has been in a little bit of a roller coaster back and forth between Frisco and Arizona. He came out here to catch some bullpens. Good offering off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. When Matt Watley went on the IL 2 weeks ago, and he went back to Arizona. And then when Matt Watley just went on the IL in yesterday's, before yesterday's game, he got on a flight and came out here for today. A 1-2 slips outside, two balls, two strikes. So welcome back to Texas. Played in 15 games last year between High A and Low A after being signed as a non-drafted free agent. And here's the set, the pitch. A swing and a miss and a good pitch off the outside corner. Breaking ball got him. And there's one away here in the third. Hare remains at first, 1-1 game. Top of the order now for Johnny Ornelas.
Now batting number 12, Jonathan Ornelas.
Ornelas a walk in the first. He was caught stealing. Left-hander comes set, and he kicks and delivers. Low off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Top half of the third inning here in Midland, Texas. Good crowd on hand. sent by the left-hander. And the pitch. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Ornelas is on a different level right now in terms of hitting the baseball hard. It seems like everything off his bat is hard. Couple doubles here in this series. 2-0, way outside. Three balls, no strikes. Talking to Eric Dorton, the hitting coach for the Rough Riders before today's game, said the biggest thing that he's worked on with Johnny is making sure with his leg kick that he lands 50-50. The pitch. A swing and a hard hit grounder into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ornelas continues to hit. Hair up to second, and there are runners at first and second for the Rough Riders with one out here in the third. On a 3-0 pitch, green light, and he got out in front of it, ripped it past the third baseman, Zach Geloff, and the 5-6 hole into left field for a single. Josh Stower's back. What we were talking about, when he takes that stride, Dorton said he used to have too much weight out on his front foot, and he would lose all his power because he'd be so far out in front, even on fastballs. Here's the set, the pitch home to Stowers. Swing and a miss, and a breaking ball down low and inside, 0-1. Well, he's worked with him on making sure he lands and he has 50% of his weight on each foot. Or balanced, you can stay back on breaking pitches, and that has made all the difference for Ornelas. He's hitting everything hard. 0-1. A liner into right field that drops in for a base hit. Hare up to third. He's getting the wave on around third base. The throw is cut off. Hare slides in safely, and Josh Stowers picks up a run with an RBI single. 2-1 Rough Riders here in the third.
No batting. Number 57, Dustin Harris.
Ornelas up to second. And Stowers with his first hit of the day. RBI number 3 on the season. Dustin Harris bats now. For Frisco, that's now five, make it four hits here in five batters here in the third inning. Left on left, Harris flew out to right field his first time up. First pitch. Down low inside, one ball, no strikes. Harris driving the ball to the opposite field and picking up a three-run home run in yesterday's ninth inning. Left-hander sets, offers, breaking ball inside. Two balls, no strikes. Land O'Lakes, Florida native. Grew up playing great competition in high school in Florida. Went to junior college, where he grinded through two seasons before being drafted by the Oakland A's. The pitch. He swings, lines it out to right field. Shellman over towards the right side, and he can't get it. It falls in. Here comes Ornelas around third. The relay to the plate. In time to get him. Oh, my goodness. A close play at home. Trevor Daninger punches out Ornelas. Getter comes down the third baseline, and he's hot. He's going to have to be careful. Arguing with Daninger. Gettert. Back to the third base coaching box, but man, that looked like he was safe. He's called out at home. And there's the second out.
Now batting number 9, Blaine Krim.
Dustin Harris picks up the single. It's the fifth hit here in the third. No RBI. Stowers up to second, and here's Blaine Krim. .962 on the putout. From the stretch. Here's the pitch. Krim watches one on the inside corner at the knees for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Johnny Ornelas thrown out at the plate for the second out here in the third. It's still 2-1 Rough Riders. The pitch is grounded up over the top of Getter, third base coach down the line. A foul ball, and it's 0-2. Krim grounded out to short his first time up. Stowers takes his lead from second. Harris from first. And the left-hander's pitch. Breaking ball outside. Just missed the back door. One ball, two strikes. This is what this Rough Riders offense can do to you, is they can string together a bunch of hits. Talented hitters all up and down this lineup. The pitch. Down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Crema waits. And here she comes. Popped up off the end of the bat, right side. First baseman Calabuite going out into shallow right field. It's the second baseman, Schumann, who makes the catch. And the sign comes to a close here in the third. But not before the Rough Riders score twice. Solo home run by Josh Stowers. One run on five hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. Rough Riders lead 2-1 as we go to the bottom half of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back to the hill now with a lead here in the home half of the third. Wind back pitch home to Schumann. Breaking ball clips the top of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Kellen Strom with his first AA homer. Josh Stowers an RBI single. The Rough Riders with a pair of runs in the top half of the third. Bradford's pitch. Nellis into left field for a base hit. Single for Max Schumann. Ornelas two steps off to his right, reached out for the backhand, just couldn't quite get it. Chase Calabuig hits now, who was hit by a pitch on an 0-2 offering back in the first.
First baseman Chase Calabuig.
First go with those five hits in the top of the third, only producing two runs. Johnny Ornelas was thrown out at the plate. The pitch on the way is fouled straight back, just over our heads. 0-1. Cody Bradford, so far through his two-plus innings, 36 pitches. He offers. Fouled away, left side. He's ahead 0-2. Through his first two starts, he's had to labor just a bit. Not too bad. He's been able to go deep in two of his three starts. Deep relative, of course. He was the opening day starter for the Rough Riders and went 4 1/3 on opening day. 0-2. High and inside. He hit him again. Or did he? No, he hit the knob of the bat this time, so it is a foul ball. That's the same exact pitch that he threw 0-2 last time that came up and clipped him in the elbow. This time he goes up and in, and it hits off the knob of the bat right under the right hand of Chase Calabuie. So a foul ball, and it's still 0-2. Deja vu all over again for Chase Calabuie. Left on left. Here's the set. And the 0-2. Actually a throw over to first base. Schumann's back in. Schumann a dangerous man out of the base pass. He has 6 steals this year. He had 52 last year. Tied for 5th in all minor league baseball. He takes his lead from first. And the pitch home. Fouled straight back. Still no balls, two strikes on Calabuie. Rough Riders are in good shape in their bullpen today. Well, they'd like Bradford to go far, obviously, but only used two pitchers out of their bullpen yesterday, and Kevin Gowdy and Furo Zuna, who both went two innings. The offering home slips outside in a curveball, and it's one ball, two strikes. A bunch of guys and a lot of rest. It's the thing about 28-man rosters is you have plenty of guys in the bullpen. 10 bullpen arms to choose from with a 6-man rotation. 1-2. Grounded up the middle. Ornelas has it. The shortstop race to the bag. Steps on second. Throws on to first. In time for the double play. Nice job by Johnny Ornelas. The speed to get to the second base bag before Schumann. And then the athleticism to twist his body, throw on the run, and get Chase Calabria.
Third baseman, Zach Geloff.
And eliminates the leadoff single here in the third. 2-1 Rough Riders, and Zach Geloff bats. Here's Bradford's first pitch. Geloff takes down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Fly out to right field his first time up. He has reached safely in all 16 games he's played so far this year. And he has hit safely in 15 of them. Good start to the season for Geloff. Bradford's offering. Curveball dips in there for a strike. Count goes to 1-1. The wind is blowing out today, so expect a lot more offense here in this game. 1-1. Curveball high and outside. Two balls, one strike than we've been seeing in the first three games of this series. And that's even including the game when the Rough Riders had 17 hits. Ball's going to travel a lot better today. 2-1 home. Swing and a foul back into Piatto's glove. 2-2. Guys were joking during batting practice that we're playing in a brand new ballpark today as the wind has shifted from blowing in to now blowing out. Certainly feels like that. Watson delivers. Down low and inside in the dirt. Piatto keeps it in front, though there's nobody aboard. Three balls, two strikes. Bradford trying to face the minimum for the first time as you play here in the bottom half of the third. He delivers in. A liner into shallow left center field, and that drops in, a base hit. Geloff with a single. Two-out base hit here in the third. Geloff continues to hit. Boy, has he looked really good this series and really all season long. Kevin Foyle, the batter now. Foyle singled in the first, and it was thrown out by Kellen Strom, the Riders' right fielder, as he tried to stretch it into a double. Bradford drops the ball with his foot on the rubber, and that's a balk. Geloff on to second. Second balk we've seen in this series, the other from Chase Lee, Rough Riders reliever. Bradford balks, runner in scoring position now with two outs here in the third. He sets and deals. Fastball in there for a strike, upper edge, outside corner, and it's 0-1. Bradford pins the ball behind his back and twirls in his hand, and that's when he dropped it. The pinch. Low and inside. One ball, one strike. Hopefully he can strand Geloff at second, and it's no harm, no foul. Bradford the 1-1. A strike on the outside edge. Beautifully located breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Foyle, a couple half swings out to the hill. Bradford comes set at the chest, looks back towards second, and delivers home. In the dirt off the outside corner. Piatto keeps it in front. Two balls, two strikes. Josh Stowers and right fielder Kellen Strom, the center fielder and the right fielder, the only two still in the sunshine as the sun sets behind us to our right, casting long shadows across the field. Here's the 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still two balls, two strikes. Soon they will be engulfed in shadows, as will the rest of this ballpark. And this wonderful Friday night crowd soon see the lights take effect. 2-2. Just outside, not by much. Three balls, two strikes. Good job by Piatto. Catching the ball right on the outside edge and bringing it back a little bit closer, trying to give Trevor Daninger, the home plate umpire, a better look at it, but no call. Payoff pitch on the way. Fouled back over to the left, and it's still three balls, two strikes as Bradford continues to have to work hard. Going deep in counts. He looks in for his sign sets. And the 3-2. A liner up over the first baseman, Blaine Prim, in the right field for a base hit. Geloff around third. He cruises in to score, and we're tied at two. RBI single for Devin Foyle. Jeremy Ironman bats now.
Shortstop, Jeremy Ironman.
Piatto calls time and goes out and will chat with Bradford.
Just got a nice hit, so ushers will be handing out prizes to lucky fans.
Up Riders middle infielders, Johnny Ornelas and Justin Foscue meet him up there. Bradford normally doesn't give up a lot of hits, but the Rockhounds have gotten to him and gotten to him a lot here early on. Six hits allowed and two runs through 2 2/3 innings so far. Jeremy Ironman doubled in the left center field back in the second from the right side. Bradford delivers home. A strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 0-1. Brand new ball game at 2-2. Bradford from the stretch. He offers. High and away. One ball, one strike. And you wonder in games like this, where Bradford is coming off a start in which he allowed 10 runs, he's pressing a little bit too much. You imagine that a guy like Bradford wouldn't. He's a smart young man. The pitch. High off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. But sometimes you want so badly to come out and have a good start, especially after a tough one. It's not the normal Cody Bradford we're used to seeing, where a lot of pitches are in the zone. He rifles in the 2-1. It's cued off the end of the bat up the first baseline. Prim fields, tags out Ironman, and there's the final out here in the third. Three unassisted, but a run does come in to score for Midland. One run across on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at two as we roll our way to the top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to team up with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. Beginning on Cinco de Mayo, the Riders will take the field in select games as Los Quesos Frisco. Fun Cup is specific to embrace the culture and values of their Hispanic and Latino communities. Los Quesos Frisco gear is available now. Get yours today at Riders Outpost or online and find more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, handyman, and pool services? They can also help you with insulation and heating and air conditioning for the upcoming extreme seasons. As a family-owned operation for three generations and counting, ABC has been serving Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Find them online at goandeater.com.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Number five, Justin Foscue.
Dustin Foskey starts it off for the Rough Riders here in the top half of the fourth inning. Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at two. Foskey a single in the second. He's one for one. Dammer, the left-hander, deals home to the righty. A hard line drive on one hop past Ironman off his glove into left field. Foskey picks up his second hit of the day. On a hard hit one hopper, Ironman had to go down to his right and try and backhand it. Couldn't make the play, and it's another base hit for Foskey. So a two-hit day for Justin, and Sandro Fabian makes his way to the plate. Dammer ready, and he fires home. Off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Coming into this one, we knew we were going to see Ty Dameron give up a few hits. Opponents are hitting .436 against him entering into this one. He delivers a swing and a miss. Breaking ball underneath the right-handed hitter's hands, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders have already collected seven hits as we play here in the fourth. Off another breaking ball as he backed him up with the curve. One ball and two strikes. Fabian struck out looking back in the second on a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Foskey caught stealing. The offering home misses off the outside corner, 2-2. Dameron has his sign. Tan glove comes to his top of the belt. A long hold, right foot up, he deals. A swing and a foul at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders trying to put the game in motion in that second inning, but it's not Justin Foskey's game. Stealing a lot of bags. He's going to be that second baseman in the big leagues who will hit for a high average. He'll give you some power and play some really good defense as well. He's not going to steal a ton of bags. He takes his lead from first base. And the 2-2. A grounder out to second. Schumann has it, flips onto short. Ironman has it for one, throws onto first for the double play.
The Diamondback Energy double play.
4-6-3 double play. Second double play today defensively for the Rockhounds, and Kellen Strom hits with nobody aboard, two outs in a 2-2 game here in the top of the fourth. Strom, a first pitch rocket into right center field for his first home run of the season. His last time up, first pitch. Watches one in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Kellen Strom had something terrible happen to him before the game on Wednesday. Here's the windback and the 0-1. Right in the outside corner for a called strike, 0-2. Strom was using an exercise band, one of the heavy bands that you clip to the fence and then you put it around your waist and you run out and it gives you resistance as you go. Here's the windback and the 0-2. He swings, fights it off. One hopper out to second. Schumann got it. He throws on to first and gets Strom. Basically what happened was it broke and it snapped back, hit him in the back, and he ended up cutting his lower back and had a big red mark. He was able to pop last night. He's back in the lineup today. Cody Bradford back on the hill when we return in the bottom of the fourth. Tied at two on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom four, Cody Bradford winds back, deals home to Diaz. It's popped up right side, foul territory. Krim, the first baseman, gives it a look, and he runs out of room. A foul ball. 0-1 on Jordan Diaz. Cody Bradford looking for a clean inning here in the fourth. He's allowed a run in each of the last two frames. A couple RBI singles for the Rockhounds. Rough Riders both their runs in the top. A ground ball softly hit to second. Easy play for Justin Foscue. He picks to his left, throws into first base, and gets Diaz. One away, and William Simonite makes his way in. An RBI single back in the second. Time call. Bradford has to tie his shoe. Bradford, as he enters this at-bat, working on 61 pitches. He's back into his windup, and he delivers home. Swing and a miss. Fastball for Simonite. It's 0-1. So this might be his final inning, depending on how efficient he could be. Rough Riders would love to see him go five. He pitches home. Breaking ball, outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Bradford, one of those guys who obviously works fast because everyone has to right now with the pitch clock. But even without the pitch clock, he's always been a fast worker. 0-2. A high fly ball to right field, right at Kellen Strong. He's there, makes the chest-high catch. Right fielder puts away the second out. William Simonite down. And here's Jake Settleson. Two outs, 2-2 game here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Good start for Cody Bradford. Five pitches for two outs here in the fourth. Bradford wiggles the glove back and forth as he rocks and delivers. Breaking ball down low and inside. A check swing, and he went around for strike one. Suttleson flew out to center field back in the second. Rough Riders on their second road trip of the season. Went down to San Antonio and now here in Midland. The pitch is hit hard on a line into left field, down the line for a base hit. Suttleson around first base. He's not going to try Harris's arm as he puts on the brakes and heads back into first. Two out single, and Shane Selman makes his way in. Rough Riders have been road warriors this season. 4-5 in 9 games at home, 8-1 in their 9 road games this year. 8-1. They took all 6 games down in San Antonio on their first road series of the season. Bradford's first pitch. There's a strike on the outside edge, right of the knees, and it's 0-1. And they've taken two of the first three of this series so far. 8-1 record. Large part of that has been the pitching. 0-1. A swing and a miss and a high fastball off the outside corner. 0-2. The crazy thing is the Rough Riders pitching staff through 18 games has allowed 18 home runs. How offensive has Riders Field been this year? 15 of those 18 homers have come in home games for the Rough Riders. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high fastball. Cody Bradford picks up the strikeout. It's his fourth, and he's through 4 innings. No runs ahead, no errors. One runner left on. Top five coming up. Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at 2. The Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall. Goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt.
The Riders are back on the road for a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas, affiliates of the Oakland Athletics. After the series closes, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Trey Hare starts things off for the Rough Riders in a tie ball game, 2-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. Ty Dameron, the starter, is still out there. He winds back and issues home. A hard ground ball back up the middle. A nice play by Ironman, the shortstop behind the second base bag. Four-handed pick. He throws Hare out at first. And that's a base hit. In a lot of situations, it went right through the wickets of the pitcher, Ty Dameron. Right back up the middle, narrowly missing the second base bag, where the shortstop, Jeremy Ironman, in the pull side shift was right there. He made the pick four-handed and threw him out. Connor Piano in from the left side. Riders catcher making his double-A debut tonight, and the pitch on the way. A strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. Left on left. Beato was signed as a non-drafted free agent last year as a catcher out of Wright State. 0-1. Soft grounder up the middle. Long run for the second baseman, Schumann. Backhands, throws to first, not in time. Skips past Kalibwig, the first baseman, off the facing of the dugout. And a nice backup by Simonite. The catcher keeps Beato at first base. An infield single, and there's his first double-A hit. Congratulations to Piano. First double-A hit. It's an infield single and a runner aboard for Johnny Ornelas. Tie game, 2-2, top of the fifth. Ornelas 1-for-1. He walked back in the first and singled to left field in the third. Right on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Piano had a monster career at Wright State. Played 3 years there. One of them was a COVID year. So he was a 5-year college player. The pitch. This is down low in the dirt. And it's 1-1. Played 2 years at junior college before transferring to Wright State. He's a Canadian. Out of Ontario. And so he went to junior college down in Southern California. And then out to Dayton, Ohio for college at Wright State. Setting the pitch home to Ornelas. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Well, Piatto was not surprised when he didn't hear his name called in the draft last year because he was an older player. He takes his lead, the offering, a swing and a miss by Ornelas. He strikes out on a breaking ball off the outside corner, and there's the second out here in the fifth.
Texas Burger strikeout, number four.
Third strikeout. Beg your pardon, that's the fourth strikeout. For Ty Dameron. And Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate. 2-2 game. Two outs here in the fifth. Stowers an RBI single his last time up. The offering home. He swings, drives it out to deep left center field. Settles in back to the warning track. Looking up at the wall. That ball is gone. Josh Stowers with his first home run of the season. A two-run shot, and the Rough Riders take a 4-2 advantage. You were wondering when that first long ball of the season was going to come for Stowers, who hit 20 last year. He belts his first one of the season here in the top of the fifth inning. And the Rough Riders are doubling up the Rockhounds 4-2. Dustin Harris bats now. That ball was crushed out the deep left center, way up there on the berm. First pitch, fastball glides across the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. second home run. The pitch. Low and away. 1-1. Frisco has really been flexing their muscles on the offensive side in the power department. 1-1. Harris pops it sky high, right side, foul territory. Calabuig, the first baseman, onto the warning track, angling back near fair territory on the infield dirt in foul territory. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close here in the fifth inning. But not before one big swing from Josh Stowers. Two runs in on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Two-run bomb from Josh Stowers, and the Riders take a 4-2 advantage at the bottom of the fifth from the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334 at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford deals home to Max Schumann. Pitch is fouled away off to the right side. It's 0-1. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Rough Riders with a 4-2 lead now over the Rockhounds after a two-run bomb from Josh Stowers in the top of the fifth inning. Bradford winds back and offers home. A swing and a foul back into Piano's glove. 0-2. Max Schumann singled back in the third. He's 1-for-2. Bradford has his sign, flutters the glove, winds and rockets it home. Just misses down low and inside, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders with 2 home runs in this game, one from Kellen Strom, one from Josh Stowers. The left-hander back into his windup, he deals. High pop-up, right side, and into right field, where Kellen Strom saunters in a couple steps, makes the catch one-handed above his glove. And there's one away here in the fifth. Chase Calabuig bats now. Those two home runs following a trend for the Rough Riders. We've seen a lot of home runs this year, not only here in Frisco, but really all over the Texas League. First pitch to Calabuig. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Rough Riders hit just 3 home runs over their first 9 games this year. And since then, they have exploded. The 1-0. High pop off the end of the bat. Foul territory, third base side. It drifts into the seats. 1-1. Over their last 10 games, including tonight, that's now 15 home runs. Slugging percentage just shy of .500 as well as a team. Rough Riders have really turned it on in the power department. Strike on the outside corner with a breaking ball, 1-2. Those 13 home runs in their last 9 games coming into today's game, it's 13th in all of minor league baseball and 5th in the Texas League. That gives you an idea of how much power is going on in the Texas League. 1-2, broken back grounder to second. Foscue picks, sets his feet, and throws on to first for the out. 2 up, 2 down here in the 5th inning. And Zach Geloff makes his way to the plate. 4-2, Rough Riders. Tulsa leads all of minor league baseball with 21 home runs over the last nine games entering tonight. The Dodger affiliate. But overall, the Texas League has just had a lot of home runs. Here's the pitch home. Fastball. Sears the outside corner for a strike of the knees. 0-1. In the last nine games, the Texas League has averaged 1.4 home runs per team. 0-1. Geloff swings, comes up empty on a high heater. 0-2. That's the most of any league in all of minor league baseball. A lot of power going on here in warm weather down here in Texas, where it hasn't been warm pretty much anywhere else in the country outside of the California League. The 0-2, high pop out of play right side, and it's still no balls, two strikes. You can say the same about Florida as well. But the warm weather here and some hitter-friendly ballparks giving way to a lot of offense, a lot of long balls. Bradford's 0-2. Low off the outside corner. Misses in the dirt, and it's one ball, two strikes. A wind back and the 1-2. Hard liner out to third. Hare knocks it down. He picks it up from the dirt. On to first. Not in time. Boy, that ball was blistered over to third. Trey Hare on one hop tried to backhand it. It went off of his glove behind him to his right. He was able to pick it up with a bare hand and throw on speed. Able to get there before the throw. An infield single. And Devin Foyle stands in now. Foyle in from the left side. Bradford the southpaw from the stretch. He fires. Foyle watches high. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders a 4-2 advantage. Bottom half of the fifth. Bradford readies. Kicks up, fires home. This is low of the zone, and it's two balls, no strikes. It's 91 degrees at first pitch here in Midland, Texas. It was 93 yesterday, the warmest game the Rough Riders have had so far this year. And funny enough, the opener of this series, first pitch was 57 degrees, which was the coldest game the Riders have had this year. The pitch. High fly ball, deep right center field. Strom a long run into the alley. He and Stowers converge. It's Stowers who takes command, makes the catch just shy of the warning track, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. No runs, a hit. No errors, one runner left on base for the Rockhounds. And we go to the top of the sixth. It's 4-2 Rough Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at...
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Grimm starts it off for the Rough Riders in the top half of the sixth inning. Riders a 4-2 advantage here in game four of the six-game series. Here's the windback from Ty Dameron in the first pitch. Breaking ball pops sky high. First base side foul territory. Kalibwig over towards the dugout. Stops just shy of the warning track. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Ty Dameron. There is action out in the bullpen for the Rockhounds. Justin Foskey bats now for Frisco. 2-for-2 day. Couple singles for the right-handed batter. Dameron's first pitch. A hard grounder, third baseline. Fair. Wow, the umpire pointed foul, then fair. Foskey around first on his way to second. And now he's thinking third. He's going to make his way into third, and he stopped right there. Suttleson had trouble with the ball out in left field in the corner. And what an odd play that was, as the umpire down the third baseline, Pete Talkington, pointed foul and then pointed fair. And here comes Bobby Crosby, the home plate umpire. He can't believe it. And he's saying you have to go talk to Trevor Daninger, the home plate umpire, because there's no way that was a fair ball. It looked like it was foul, but Foskey is all the way in at third. Bobby Crosby can't believe it. And to be quite honest with you, I can't blame him. Back to his own dugout on what looked like a foul ball on a grounder down the third base line. Pete Talkington pointed foul and then pointed fair. And it's a leadoff three-bagger. And here's Sandro Fabian, and the infield comes in. 4-2. Rough Riders lead. Fabian trying to add on. Dameron, the first pitch. Fastball, top of the zone, a strike, 0-1. I don't think I've ever seen an umpire point foul and then fair. Usually they just go with what they initially call. The offering home. Fabian chops it third base side. Geloff picks off to his left, holds the runner Foskey, throws out Fabian. And the infield in stops a run from coming across.
Now batting number 14, Kellen Strom.
Two outs, and here's Kellen Strom. They do call it a triple all the way. No air on Jake Settleson, who had trouble digging it out of the corner. And time called, and here comes Bobby Crosby, who's going to have to take the ball from Ty Dameron and end his day with two outs here in the sixth. And he's talking to him. You have to imagine he's saying, that's not your fault. You should be out of this inning. Well, the Rough Riders will see a pitching change.
It's a
from the Midland Rockhounds here in the sixth inning. Foskey with third, will introduce you to the new righty coming out of the bullpen when we come back. Rough Riders, a 4-2 advantage, two outs here in the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall! Goodbye!
For tickets and mom, or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Come be in the presence of some of the best to contribute to Texas Rangers baseball every Wednesday at Riders Field. New this year, Texas baseball legends give fans the chance to meet some of the best names in the game. On Wednesday, May 4th, Bally Sports Southwest's Emily Jones will be in attendance for a meet and greet.
Let's go down and say hello to Emily Jones, Emily.
Check out our approved Texas baseball legends list online and find out more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Chase Cohen is the new man out of the bullpen for the Midland Rockhounds. Two outs here in the sixth. The runner at third is Justin Foskey, and Kellen Strom bats now for the Rough Riders. Cohen making his second appearance in the series. He threw two shutout innings in the opener. Here's the set. And the right-hander fires home to the fellow righty Strom at the plate. High pop foul out of play right side. It's 0-1. Foscue tripled against Ty Dameron on a ground ball down the third base line. With one out, Sandro Fabian grounded out to third. And now it's Strom against Cohen. 0-1 pitch. Low off the outside corner. Count flattens at 1-1. Rough Riders leading 4-2. Home run power today, providing three of the four runs. First home run from this man, Kellen Strom. Here's the set. 1-1 pitch. Strom spoils it foul out of play right side, 1-2. Chase Cohen's been good this year for the A's affiliate. 2.89 ERA. As mentioned, already an appearance here in this series. And he's making his sixth appearance on the season. He issues in the 1-2. Low off the outside corner to Strom, and it's 2-2. 9 1/3 innings, 15 strikeouts for Cohen. Opponents just hitting 194 against the righty. Open set. He deals. High and tight to Strom. 3-2. Alpharetta, Georgia native. Former ninth round pick out of Georgia Southern. 25 years old. 6'1", 183. Here's the payoff. Low and outside, but Strom tried to check his swing, and he couldn't hold up. He goes around for strike three, and Cohen picks up the strikeout in the first batter he faces here in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, runner left stranded. Rough Riders leading 4-2 as we go to the home half of the sixth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders return to begin May with a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers, which features a loaded promotional schedule. On Friday night, the Riders roll out FC Dallas night. Fans can come early to get their co-branded Riders FC Dallas scarves. Then on Saturday, it's Kentucky Derby at the Diamond, featuring racing-themed on-field games, giveaways, and more. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next right Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go!
Bottom half of the sixth inning here in Midland, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside you. Happy to have you along. It's 4-2 Rough Riders. Grant Anderson comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen and takes over for Cody Bradford. Jeremy Eierman, Jordan Diaz, William Simonite, the 3-2 up against him. It's 5, 6, and 7. Anderson, the right-handed sidearm tosser, comes closed off from the stretch, kicks, delivers. It's a slider on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Final line for Cody Bradford in his 5 innings. He allowed 2 runs on 8 base hits, struck out 4, didn't walk a batter. The pitch, pitch off the outside corner. He checked to see if Ironman went around, and he did. Couldn't check his swing, so it's 0-2. Grant Anderson, the first man out of the bullpen today for the Rough Riders, the 24-year-old. He comes set, deals home. Just off the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. 6 foot, 180 pounds, native of Beaumont, Texas. Former draft pick by the Seattle Mariners in the 21st round in 2018 out of McNeese State. Came over in exchange for Connor Sadzik. 1-2. High pop-up, left side, and into short left field. Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop, is under it. He puts it away with two hands. Diaz stands in now.
Jordan Diaz.
Anderson has been really good over his last few outings. He had one bad outing this year against Arkansas when he gave up three consecutive home runs in the ninth inning. Here's the set, the pitch. Off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. That was on the second day of the season, and Rough Riders still ended up winning that game. But ever since then, he hasn't allowed an earned run. Just one unearned against him. The pitch is grounded foul back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. That's four consecutive outings in which he hasn't allowed an earned run, and then two outings ago, he had one of the better relief outings out of anybody for the Rough Riders all year. He comes set and offers home. A hard grounder to third. Trey Hare picks it shoe high on to first base, and he gets him for the out. Two up, two down here in the sixth inning, and William Simonite steps in now.
Catcher
Rough
William
Riders up 4-2.
Simonite.
Anderson two outings ago on April 20th. Three shutout innings, allowing just one base runner on a harmless single with six strikeouts. Flat out dominant. Pitch to Simonite. He swings, cues it off the end of the bat, foul, first base side. 0-1. Simonite an RBI single. He's one for two today. Anderson, a good guy to come out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders here in this situation. He offers a foul straight back. 0-2. His sidearm slider really tough against right-handed batters. And even in his limited time this year, that is evident. Right-handers just hitting 208 against him. 0-2. Off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders used just three pitchers total yesterday. Justin Slayton, the starter, went five. Also went two. 1-2. Fouled straight back to the screen. And it's still a ball and two strikes on Simonite. So they have a fully rested bullpen with a lot of guys out there that are available. But getting your starter to go five again and getting Anderson out there who can go multiple innings. Looking pretty good for tonight. He issues in the 1-2. Grounded foul, third baseline, past Bobby Crosby, the third base coach and manager. Still one ball, two strikes. Crosby didn't even attempt to go for that one. Surprising for a former infielder, former rookie of the year back in 2004 with the A's at the big league level. Anderson from the stretch. 1-2. Just outside. Missed with a sweeping slider. 2-2 on Simonite. Infield back. Outfield plays straight up. Anderson sets near the chin. He delivers. Check swing. And he went around on a pitch on the inside corner. Simonite strikes out. And Grant Anderson has the first 1-2-3 inning for Rough Riders pitching today. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. It's 4-2. Rough Riders lead the Rockhounds as we go to the top of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch!
Oh my goodness! Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record! Visit MILB.tv for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Chase Cohen got the final out in the sixth inning, and he's back out for the top of the seventh. Rough Riders a 4-2 advantage. They'll send 8-9-1 up to the plate in the seventh inning. Trey Hare, Connor Piano, and Johnny Ornelas, the three new up. Chase Cohen climbs the hill. Faces a left-handed batter, the right-hander from the stretch. He delivers home the first pitch. Hare swings and misses at a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Twilight is set upon us here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Gorgeous night for baseball. Good crowd in attendance. The lights have come into effect. Here's the right-hander set. 0-1. Just outside. Didn't miss by much. 1-1. Trey Hare, 1-for-2 today. Singled and scored a run back in the third. 1-1. Hare swings, fouls it straight back. 1-2. A late-round draft pick by the Rays a couple of years ago. He was released despite hitting really well and played independent ball for a couple seasons. Cohen's 1-2. Hard grounder right side, pass to diving second baseman Schumann. Scoots out into right field for a base hit. And Trey Hare has its second hit today. He's 2-for-3, and Connor Piano makes his way to the plate.
Now batting number 19.
Hare was still playing indie ball at the beginning of last season when he signed in June with the Rangers organization. Hit really well in high A, stuck around, and he's here in double A with Frisco. Here's the set. Pitch home to the left-handed batting catcher. Curveball settles high of the zone. 1-0. Piano had his first double A hit his last time up. Infield single to Max Schumann, the second baseman, on a ball up the middle. Schumann backhanded it. Tried an off-balance throw and couldn't beat Piano. 1-0 pitch. He swings, fights it off out in the shallow left field. Settleson coming in, and he can't get it. It dunks into left field for a base hit, and Piano has a two-hit game. Hare up to second. First two have reached on singles for the Rough Riders here in the seventh.
Now batting number 12, Jonathan Ornelas.
Johnny Ornelas stands in now. My Rough Riders are just spraying the ball all over the yard. It's now 12 hits for Frisco. They're back to their hitting ways as the Rough Riders have had double-digit hits in each of the last three games now. Here's the pitch home. Ornelas shows bunt, puts it out in front of home. Cohen fields, flicks it on to first, and it's in time to get Ornelas. But a sacrifice bunt puts the runners at second and third now. Rough Riders leading 4-2 here on the top of the seventh, and Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate.
Now batting number 4, Josh Stowers.
Doesn't matter if you're second in the entire Texas League in batting average. So lay down the sacrifice bunt. That's exactly what Ornelas does. Stowers, 3 RBIs today. He's 2-for-3, and he has a home run. Infield comes in. Pitch home. Stowers takes a fastball high. 1-0. Stowers had an RBI single into right center in the third. 2-run home run to left center. His last time up in the fifth. Cohen from the stretch. He kicks and fires. Ball, and it's 1-1. And a good opportunity for the Rough Riders to expose this lead just a little bit more. Here's the right-hander stretch. 1-1 home. High and in, and it hits Stowers in the back of the helmet. Oh, hopefully he's all right. Ichi Takazawa, the Riders trainer, out of the dugout quickly with Jared Gettert. And Stowers not even waiting up for him. He's already walking down to first base. Oh, a high fastball up and inside, and Stowers got hit right on the back of the helmet. And he's being walked down to first base, and all you can say is thank goodness for helmets. Oh, that was scary to see. Takazawa, the trainer, looking at Stowers, making sure he's all right. And it looks like he's going to stay in the game. So the bases are loaded as Chris Smith is out of the dugout, the pitching coach, and he's going to go chat with his right-hander, Cohen. Single, single, sack bunt, hit by pitch. Bases loaded now for Dustin Harris as Takazawa and Gettert come off the field. Dustin Harris is the wrong guy to mess around with. He's 1-for-3 today. And he has reached in now 15 games in a row. Three-run home run last night. Hare at third. Piatto at second. Stowers at first. Rough Riders lead 4-2. Top of the seventh. One out. And the dangerous Dustin Harris at home. Chase Cohen playing with fire from the stretch. He delivers the first pitch. Harris swings and misses at a high fastball, 0-1. The in up the middle, they play just slightly back. Right-hander from the stretch. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and another high fastball, 0-2. Harris ripping and missing it, back-to-back pitches up by his eyes. 0-2 on the left-handed batter. The right-hander on the mound comes set. And he fires home the 0-2 pitch. High and inside, it hit him. So Cohen hits Harris in the right elbow. And a bases loaded hit by pitch drives in a run. And hopefully Harris is all right as he's shaking off his right arm. Hare comes in to score. It's now 5-2 Rough Riders. Piatto on to third. Stowers to second. And Blaine Krim bats now. So two hit batters in a row by Chase Cohen. And now the Rockhounds get a man loosening in their bullpen. From the stretch, first pitch to Krim. He swings, chops it foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders manufacturing a run here in the seventh. Single, single, sack bunt, hit by pitch, hit by pitch. Krim looking for his first hit today. He's 0-for-3. Cohen readies. 0-1. He swings, cues it foul off the end of the bat over towards the first base dugout, and Krim behind the count, 0-2. A ball in the gap could empty them with Harris's speed. Harris has a massive lead over at first. 0-2. Krim swings, spoils it foul out of play just over the netting. Lunging off to the right side to just get a piece of it. Krim 4-for-12 in the series, a double and a couple runs scored. His double went to right field yesterday in the sixth. 0-2. Off the outside corner with a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. with one out, a fly ball would score a run. Cohen ready from the stretch, and he deals home the 1-2. Breaking ball hit high in the air to center. This will score a run. Foyle back near the warning track. Still going back, he makes the catch. All three runners tag. Piatto moves up, and he comes in to score. And the Rough Riders now lead 6-2. Stowers tags, moves to third. Harris tags, moves to second.
Justin Foscue.
And Justin Foscue hits now. RBI for Blaine Krim, his ninth of the season. Two outs. And Justin Foscue's 3-for-3 in from the right side. First pitch his way. High with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. Foscue has singled twice and tripled. Open stance. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Low and outside, and Simonite slides on two knees to his right in the dirt to block that one and keep it. A 6-2 game. Two balls, no strikes on Foscue. Cohen readies from the stretch. He has his sign and sets. And he fires home. Strike with a fastball on the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. Foskey has three hits tonight. Breakout game for him, his first three-hit night this season. 2-1. High off the outside corner. Three balls, one strike to him. First base is open with Sandro Fabian on deck. Left-hander getting loose out in the bullpen. Here's the set. And the right-hander Cohen fires in the 3-1 pitch. High and outside, ball four. Foscue coaxes a walk. And he's aboard with the bases loaded. Here comes Crosby out of the dugout. And the manager for the Rockhounds is going to go down and make the move to the bullpen. Rough Riders score two. And the bases are still loaded as a new man will replace Chase Cohen. Rough Riders up 6-2. We go to a break. We'll introduce you to the new man out of the pen when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to missions to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rockhounds dip back into the bullpen here in the seventh with two outs, bases loaded, 6-2 Rough Riders. Dalton Sawyer replaces Chase Cohen. He faces Sandro Fabian. Fabian in from the right side, Sawyer a left-hander. From the third base side of the rubber with the bags packed full of riders. Here's the set, and the pitch on the way. high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Sawyer out of the University of Minnesota. A 2.84 ERA this year. The 28-year-old stands 6'5", 210. He sets and pitches. Just misses inside. It's two balls, no strikes. Former ninth-round pick by the A's back in 2016. Spent time last year here in Midland. 2-0. Fabian watches on the inside edge for a called strike. 2-1. Last year, just 7 appearances here in Double-A Midland. 4.82 ERA. Sawyer's 2-1. Drilled down the line and foul. 2-2. Maybe an out in front of it down the left field line. Sawyer looks in for his sign. The left-hander has it. And the 2-2. High. 3 balls, 2 strikes. So the runners will be on the move. Rough Riders with their 8th man up to the plate in this inning. And with the bases loaded, the runners will move. Sawyer readies. He deals. Swing and a miss. Fabian strikes out on a pitch high and inside. Sawyer strikes him out. And the side comes to a close, but not before the Rough Riders score twice on 2 hits, no errors, and 3 left on the base paths. Stretch time here in Midland, Texas. The Rough Riders with a 6-2 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the 7th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom 7. Grant Anderson back out there for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 6-2. First pitch to Jake Settleson is fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Anderson, the right-handed sidearm tosser. A 1-2-3 inning in the 6th. Frisco getting a good start from Cody Bradford. 5 innings, allowing just 2 runs. Now Anderson taking over out of the Riders' pen. The 0-1. On the outside edge for a called strike, 0-2. Like Anderson crossed up Piatto a little bit there on that last pitch, and he taps his chest. Anderson does, saying, my bad. He now has his sign and sets, 0-2. Grounder out to third. Trey Hare off to his left, a slight bobble. He whips it onto first and still gets Sunnelson. One down in the 7th for Shane Selman. 0 for 2 today with a couple strikeouts for the 9-0 hitter. Rough Riders have spread out their offense today. 2 in the 3rd, 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 7th. To lead 6-2. Anderson's pitch. Off the outside corner, 1 ball, no strikes. Missing with the slider. Midland's 2 runs came in the 2nd and the 3rd. On RBI singles. Rough Riders with a couple long balls tonight. 1-0. A strike on the outside edge with a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders now with 15 home runs in their last 10 games on the offensive side. 1-1. Soft grounder, third baseline. Trey Hare backhands, fair ball. Long throw to first, pulls Krim off the bag. Infield single for Selman. And hang on a second, they say foul ball. Yep, so foul ball. One ball and two strikes. Hare picked it up right on top of the bag. Just wasn't sure if he was in fair territory or foul territory. And say it was a foul ball. So 1-2 on Shane Selman. Anderson Reddy is from the stretch. He deals home. Rough Riders, nobody warming up in the bullpen currently. Anderson's deuce-deuce pitch. Chopped up the middle. Shortstop Ornelas fields on the second hop, whips it onto first, and gets him for the second out. Max Schumann bats now. 1-for-3 day, top of the order, fourth time through. Base is clear, two outs, 6-2 Rough Riders. Righty, righty. Anderson readies from the stretch. And he deals. Slider sits on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Rough Riders not the only ones in action here in the Texas League today. Corpus Christi and Tulsa doing battle. Tulsa with a 3-0 lead over Corpus, top of the seventh. 0-1, breaking ball off the outside corner, but Schumann went around on a check swing, and it's 0-2. Springfield 4-0 over San Antonio, top of the seventh in Nelson Wolf Stadium. Amarillo and Northwest Arkansas doing battle. The pitch, low off the outside corner, 1-2. Northwest Arkansas 7-3 over the Sod Poodles. And Arkansas and Wichita tied at 1 in the bottom of the eighth. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Good games across the league tonight. The right-hander from the stretch. 2-2. Strike three called. Right on the outside corner, belt high. Schumann goes down looking, and it's the second strikeout for Grant Anderson. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Six up, six down for the Riders right-hander. And we go to the top of the eighth. Rough Riders a 6-2 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions. Upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Help us celebrate Cinco de Mayo as the Riders wear their Copa de la Diversión jerseys for the first time this season on Thursday, May 5th, and take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Join the party with the Blue Northern Heart Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission to Thursday's game and into the largest Lazy River party in baseball with $2 domestic drafts and $2 Blue Northern Heart Seltzers. And for the entire ballpark, half off all beer and wine. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom leads it off for the Rough Riders in the top of the eighth inning. Frisco leading 6-2. And Dalton Sawyer gets his clean inning after getting the last out in the seventh. Left-hander on the mound, righty at the plate. First pitch on the way. Strom takes a breaking ball at the top of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. 1-for-3 day for the Riders' right fielder. Solo home run his first time up. 0-1. Takes a strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-2. Hoping that home run can springboard Kellen Strom into a hot streak. Here's the set, 0-2. 1-2. He has been hitting a lot of balls hard. He just hasn't been able to find the base hits to show for it. Hit a ball 104 off the bat at home, but right at the second baseman. 1-2. Down low and inside. 2-2. And here in this series, except for tonight, fly balls have been dying all over the place. Dustin Harris hit a ball 107 off the bat into right center field a couple nights ago, and it was a fly out in front of the warning track. 2-2. Just off the outside corner, 3-2. And so Kellen Strom trying not to get frustrated, sticking with the plan. Sawyer with the payoff. Strike 3 call and a pitch on the inside corner. Strom thought it was 7-4. There's the first out here in the eighth inning. Second strikeout for Sawyer. Trey Hare bats now. Hare 2-for-3 with a couple singles, couple runs scored. 6-2 Rough Riders. Top half of the eighth. Left-hander from the stretch. He deals in. Curveball misses high. 1-0. Sawyer out of the University of Minnesota, where he began his career out of the bullpen and then transitioned into a starter's role. The offering slithers onto the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. His final year, 16 starts, a 3.33 ERA with the Golden Gophers. He deals. Fits on the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-2. 112 strikeouts and 94 innings for him. His dominant stuff led him to get picked in the ninth round. The pitch off the outside corner in the dirt, 2-2. He's worked a little bit as a starter, a little bit out of the bullpen, but the last 2 years, 10, made 21 starts in 2017. 2-2. High off the outside corner, 3-2, and then missed 2018 and 2019. And then, of course, 2020, as everyone missed 2020. With an injury. 3-2 to Hare. A liner into shallow right field. Selman coming on, and he makes the chest high catch. Hare hit it too hard, and there are 2 outs.
Now batting number 19, Connor Piatto.
Connor Piatto makes his way to the plate now. He's 2-for-3 in his double-A debut. Infield single and a single to left the opposite way. Rough Riders 6, Rockhounds 2. Top half of the eighth inning. First pitch. Way high all the way back to the backstop. 1-0. There is action out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Can't tell who's getting loose. I'm looking through a couple different nets. The pitch. A strike right down the heart of the plate. 1-1. Kind of a tough angle. Looks like it's a right-hander. Here's the pitch. High pop-up, shallow left field. Settles in under it, and he makes the catch. 1-2-3 inning for Sawyer out of the pen. The run sits airs, nobody left on base. And the Rough Riders carry their 6-2 lead into the home half of the eighth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Whee! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Sean Chandler takes over out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. 6-2 Frisco, bottom half of the eighth inning. Grant Anderson done after two strong innings, six up, six down. He struck out two. And now it's the tall right-hander Chandler who takes over. 6'5", 203-pounder, 25 years old, native of Nebraska. Former sixth-rounder back in 2018. We'll face Chase Calabrese, Zach Geloff, Devin Foyle, 2-3-4 in the order for the Rockhounds with a four-run advantage. Chandler closed off from the stretch. He kicks and deals home. A liner into left field, right at Dustin Harris, who comes in a couple steps, makes the head-high catch. One pitch, one out. Brings up Zach Geloff. Rough Riders looking to win their third game in a row with a victory tonight. This is coming off a four-game turn. Almost came directly off a seven-game winning streak. Rough Riders playing some very streaky baseball early on in the season. Chandler deals home. Geloff bends back on a slider inside. One ball, no strikes. Playing good baseball right now. A lot of offense. The 1-0. This is down low, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders have now had double-digit hits in three straight games, including tonight. And that has been the mark for a lot of the season. Here's the stretch. 2-0. Geloff takes a strike at the top of the zone. 2-1. Rough Riders at one point had double-digit hits in five of six games. This is the second time this season they've had it in three consecutive. 2-1 is chopped on the ground to third. Trey Hare picks to his left. The third baseman throws across and gets Zach Geloff. Two outs here in the eighth inning, and Devin Foyle bats now. Rough Riders a 6-2 advantage. 17 hits in game three, 11 hits last night. I should say in game two, 11 hits last night in game three, and then tonight, 12 more hits. Midland has eight tonight. First pitch, swing and a miss. Foyle out in front on a first pitch change, and it's 0-1. Foyle is 2-for-3 tonight. A couple singles, including an RBI knockback in the third. Chandler's 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Chandler twirls the ball behind his back. Kicks and rifles in the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball down low and inside, and it's 1-2. Chandler making his third appearance here with Frisco. He has three strikeouts, one walk. He comes set, closed off. And delivers home. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Be in the upper 90s with his fastball. That time, Piatto had to spring out of his crouch to hold that one. He has his sign once again set. 2-2. High and outside. Three balls, two strikes. Base is clear. Jeremy Eierman on deck. Devin Foyle at the plate. Payoff home. Fouled straight back. Still three balls, two strikes. Tomorrow's a big one for these two. Rough Riders will send Jack Leiter, number 17 prospect in all of baseball. Rangers number one prospect to the mound. The pitch. Inside for ball four. Two out walk. Puts a runner at first for Jeremy Eierman. Leiter 0-1 this year with a 1.86 ERA. The right-hander Colin Palouse goes on the other end for Midland, who's 2-0 with a 2.25 ERA. That's a darn good pitching matchup. So Foyle at first base. He takes his lead. And here's the first pitch to Jeremy Eierman. On the inside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders have to feel pretty good sending Leiter out there. In his last start, he allowed four runs, but all of them unearned because of an error in the infield behind him. The 0-1 breaking ball, strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-2. And so in some ways, he's looking for a bounce-back start. Looking to go a bit deeper than he did, not making it out of the third inning in that game. O-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. The ball gets away from hustling down to first. The throw, not in time. And here comes Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout. He can't believe it. He looked to be out at first. But a close play, and Ty Krause called him safe. So a strikeout and a wild pitch. Foyle all the way over to third on the play. Runners on the corners, and here's Jordan Diaz. This is the third time today that Gettert has argued with one of these umpires. This is the second time that the Rough Riders have had this umpiring crew in four series to start the season. Jared Gettert will go back to his own dugout. Not happy. Can't blame him either. Close play at first, but it looked to be that the throw was in time. And Blaine Krim, the first baseman, certainly thought so as he looked down. And he didn't even realize that the umpire, Ty Krause, had called him safe until he looked back at him.
It's a VIP Sports getaway.
He started almost jogging off the field. Here comes Jeff Andrews, the Riders' pitching coach, and he's going to go talk to Sean Chandler. Rough Riders, a 6-2 lead. And it's in jeopardy here with two on and two out in Jordan Diaz batting. Diaz is 0-3 today. He's 2-9 in the series entering into today. 2-12 now. He's the eighth youngest player in the Texas League at just 21 years old. Jeff Andrews back to the Riders' dugout. Diaz has struck out and grounded out twice. Runners on the corners, two outs here in the eighth inning. Chandler kicks, fires. A liner down the third baseline, in towards the corner. It is a fair ball. Foyle scores. Eierman getting way late. A two-run double for Jordan Diaz. It's a two-run game. So a strikeout and a wild pitch extends the inning. And a two-run double for Jordan Diaz makes it a two-run ball game here in the eighth. Bad luck tonight here in the eighth inning for the Riders. William Simonite hits now. And here comes Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout. And he's going to go to the bullpen. That's going to spell the end of the night for Sean Chandler, as the Rough Riders will once again dip down into the pen. We have a pitching change here in the eighth inning. We'll return after this. 6-4, Rough Riders lead it over the Rockhounds with a runner at second and two outs here in the bottom of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Come be in the presence of some of the best to contribute to Texas Rangers baseball every Wednesday at Riders Field. New this year, Texas baseball legends give fans the chance to meet some of the best. Fourth, Bally Sports Southwest's Emily Jones will be in attendance for a meet and greet.
Let's go down and say hello to Emily Jones, Emily.
Check out our approved Texas baseball legends list online and find out more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 6-4, Rough Riders lead it, but two runs in here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and William Simonite up with two outs and a runner at second. First pitch, the right-hander misses inside, one ball and no strikes. Well, Rough Riders had a 6-2 lead. The first two outs were recorded easily by Sean Chandler, who came out of the bullpen. He walked Devin Foyle. Here's the set. And the 1-0. A swing and a ball off of Piatto's glove. No, it wasn't fouled off. It just went off Piatto and into the dugout down the first base line. And so Diaz is awarded third. A wild pitch puts a runner at third base now. And it's one ball and one strike. Starr looks in for his sign. He comes set and offers in the 1-1. A liner to second. Oh, what a grab by Foscue. He climbs the ladder, pulls it in, and saves a run-scoring single. Foscue jumping high in the air at the apex of his leap, pulling it in, and it's limited to two runs of damage here in the eighth inning. Great grab by Foscue. Top nine coming up. Riders 6-4 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Come be in the presence of some of the best to contribute to Texas Rangers baseball every Wednesday at Riders Field. New this year, Texas baseball legends give fans the chance to meet some of the best names in the game. On Wednesday, May 4th, Bally Sports Southwest's Emily Jones will be in attendance for a meet and greet.
Emily?
Check out our approved Texas baseball legends list online and find out more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride. We'll be right back.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Weisenberger out on the mound here in the top half of the ninth inning. Rough Riders leading 6-4 over the Midland Rockhounds, looking for a bit of insurance before going into the bottom half of the ninth inning and trying to win their third game in a row. Top of the order due up against Weisenberger. Takes over for Dalton Sawyer. Four up, four down for Sawyer and his four batters faced. Johnny Ornelas, Josh Stowers, Dustin Harris, top of the order for the Rough Riders. Righty, righty. Weisenberger deals. Fastball, outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Weisenberger threw in the opener of this series on the Tuesday day game. The pitch. Chopper, third baseline. Geloff charges, picks on a short hop, throws on the run to first. Just got him. One out. Nice play. And Josh Stowers climbs in now. Inning and two-thirds scoreless.
Number four, Josh Stowers.
Inning and two-thirds of perfect work for Jack Weisenberger out of the bullpen. And that opening day victory for the Rockhounds. Opening day of this series, I should say. The pitch. Just low, and it's one ball, no strikes. Good to see Stowers back in the batter's box after he was hit by a pitch in the helmet. Back in the seventh. 1-0 toss. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls, no strikes. Stowers, he's reached three times. RBI single, two-run homer, and that hit by pitch. Ahead in the count, 2-0. Weisenberger deals. High off the outside corner, and it's three balls, no strikes. Rough Riders a two-run advantage here in the top of the ninth inning with Dustin Harris on deck. This was the inning when they did all their damage last night with six runs in the top of the ninth. Offering it. Stowers swings, drives it out to right field. Selman back to the warning track. He's at the wall. It is gone! Josh Stowers with his second homer of the game. He goes to the opposite field for this one. And the Rough Riders a 7-4 lead. Josh Stowers cracking his third career minor league multi-home run game. It's his first since June 30th last year at Corpus Christi.
57, Dustin Harris.
Well, he waited until game number 19 for his first home run, and he's hit two of them tonight. Second Rough Riders multi-home run game this season. First pitch to Dustin Harris, chopped up the first baseline. The first baseman, Caleb Wheat, fields in foul territory, and it's a foul ball. 0-1. Fans here thought it was fair. Josh Stowers on a 3-0 pitch, driving into the opposite field to the short porch into the bullpen. This is the only ballpark, maybe outside of Amarillo, that is a home run here in this league. And he just got it over the short porch into the bullpen for a home run. Third career minor league multi-home run game for the former Louisville Cardinal. 0-1. Harris swings, pops it sky high, shallow center, foil a long run. He's under it, and the center fielder makes the catch. Two outs, here's Blaine Krim.
Now batting number 9, Blaine Krim.
7-4 Rough Riders. Weisenberger readies, and the first pitch. Krim swings, cues it up the first baseline. Weisenberger off the hill, tags Krim, and the side is retired here in the ninth. Not before Stowers cracks a solo home run. One run on one hit, no errors, and the Rough Riders didn't strain anybody on base. 7-4 advantage for the Rough Riders. Bottom nine coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities. Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth.
Nick Starr from the stretch deals home to Jake Settleson. Eye off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders a 7-4 advantage into the bottom of the ninth inning. Frisco looking to win their third consecutive game. Here's the set. Starr pitches high fly ball, shallow right field. Here's Kellen Strom under it. Makes the catch. One away here in the ninth inning. Nick Starr came in, recorded the final out of the eighth. He's going for the four out
right
save
here
in this one. What a day for Josh Stowers. He ties his career high with four RBIs, two home runs. Here's the set. And the pitch home to Selman. Called strike, top of the zone, 0-1. And he continues to just crush the baseball. The pitch, a swing and a miss, 0-2. Stowers entered the game hitting .302, but hadn't hit a home run yet. All a 3-for-4 day with two home runs. That'll help out everything on the offensive side. When it comes to statistics, the pitch, this is off the outside corner, and it's one ball, two strikes. The Rough Riders in control right now. Here's the offering home, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. First strikeout for Nick Starr, and there are two down here in the ninth inning.
Second baseman, Max Schumann.
Riders leading 7-4. Max Schumann, top of the order. First pitch. Low, one ball, no strikes. Riders playing game five tomorrow at 7 o'clock first pitch. Should be a really good one tomorrow. Here she comes off the outside corner, 2-0. Frisco back in their winning ways if they can hold on to this one tonight. Starr ready from the stretch. He pitches home. Schumann takes low off the outside corner, and it's 3-0. Another good ball game here in Midland for Frisco. Here's the righty's pitch. Strike across the outside corner, 3-1. Rough Riders scored in a bunch of different innings tonight. Two in the third, two in the fifth, two in the seventh, one in the ninth. 3-2, or 3-1, I should say, is fouled away right side, and now it's 3-2. Midland's down to their final strike on this Friday night.
Starr tucks the glove to his chest. The right-hander's pitch. High for ball four. 2-out base runner, and here's Chase Calabui. Rough Riders by 3, bottom half of the ninth inning.
First baseman, Chase Calabui.
Left-hander in. Righty's set. He pitches. Strike with a fastball in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Nick Starr has been good this season out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Runner goes, pitches just inside and low, 1-1. Defensive indifference. No stolen base for Schumann. Starr making his seventh appearance, a 1-1-3. Hasn't allowed a run in the last four outings. 1-1. Misses low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Starr in 8 innings, 8 strikeouts. Opponents are just hitting 143 off of him. He pitches with 2 outs here. And a runner at second in the bottom of the ninth inning. He sets and brings it home. Inside, 3-1. Back-to-back 3-ball counts. And time call, the ball got loose. Out in left field down the line. Kids playing catch out of the berm. Dustin Harris has to jog over and flip it into the berm. Schumann takes his lead from second, 3-1 on Calabui. Here she comes. High for ball four, back-to-back walks here in the ninth inning. And the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Zach Gellon.
Third baseman Zach Gellon.
Niano goes out and chats with Starr. Calm him down just a bit. Geloff, 2-for-4 tonight. He's reached in all 17 games he's played in this year. And he's hit safely in 16 of them. 2 home runs this year, both came in the same game in Amarillo. Starr with 2 aboard behind him. He comes set. Deals home. Fastball, strike of the knees, outside corner, 0-1. Things getting a little more dicey than he would have liked here in the ninth inning. The right-hander from the stretch, third base side of the rubber, glove at the belt, the pitch. Gellhoff swings, fouls it away right side, it's 0-2. Once again, Midland down to their final strike tonight. Starr trying to lock it down. He has 1 save this season. It was in San Antonio on April 16th. 0-2. Grounded out to third. Hare dives to his left, can't get it. He comes in to score. It's a 2-run game. Ground ball base hit in the left field for Zach Gellhoff, his 3rd hit tonight. And the Rough Riders playing conservative defense cost him on that one as Trey Hare was guarding the line in no doubles defense. And he had to dive off to his left and couldn't get in front of the baseball. If he had been playing his normal position off the line, it would have been a routine play. But you don't blame the Rough Riders whatsoever for playing no doubles defense and not wanting 2 runs to come to the score on a ball down the line. RBI single for Zach Gellhoff. It's 7-5. And first pitch to Devin Foyle. Inside, nearly hit him. 1 ball, no strikes. Zach Gellhoff is just too good of a hitter to mess around with. So he's at first base with an RBI single. 1 run in here in the bottom of the ninth. And the pitch home. Foyle takes high off the outside corner. 2 balls, no strikes. Cody Bradford is in line for the win tonight. It would be his 2nd if Starr is able to close it. 2-0. Foyle rockets it to first. Caught out of the air by Krim. That's your ball game. Krim was guarding the line, and he snares it out of the air on a hot rocket hit by Foyle, and the Rough Riders survive. 7-5 the final. What a ball game from Midland. Oh, what a finish. That had double written all over it and into the right field corner. Geloff, with his great speed, might have been able to score and tie the game, but Krim guarding the line, he was able to pick it out of the air head high on a ball that had to be well over 100 miles an hour off the bat from Foyle. Rough Riders win their third consecutive game. They win it by a final of 7-5. We'll break it down for you when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call! This one's over!
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-19.
Oh my goodness!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
It certainly does. Rough Riders, a 7-5 victory by the skin of their teeth here in Midland, Texas. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley back with you. Happy to have you. Rough Riders, final line score, 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They stranded 6 on the base paths. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They stranded 8. Cody Bradford the win. He's now 2-1 on the season. And Ty Dameron with the loss. He falls to 0-1 on the year. Another short ball game, 2 hours, 38 minutes. Here from Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas, in front of a good crowd of 5,171 screaming fans. Nick Starr with the save. It's his second save of the season. And the Rough Riders have won 3 consecutive ball games. Take it through the scoring in this one. Frisco early. Midland got on the scoreboard first in an RBI single from William Simonite, scoring Jeremy Ironman, and that made it 1-0. But Rough Riders came right back, took the lead. Kellen Strom, a solo home run in the top of the third to tie the game at 1-1, and then an RBI single from Josh Stowers made it 2-1, Rough Riders. Midland tied it up, though. Devin Foyle, an RBI single to make it 2-2. And the Rough Riders didn't take the lead until Josh Stowers cracked a 2-run home run in the top of the fifth to make it 4-2, and they never looked back from that point on. Two more in the seventh on a bases-loaded hit-by-pitch as Dustin Harris was hit, and he brought in a run with an RBI, and Blaine Krim knocked in one with a sacrifice fly as well to make it, at that point, 6-2. And then Josh Stowers, a solo home run the opposite way to make it 7-2. Or, I should say, that made it 7-4 at the time as two runs came in on a two-run double in the eighth from Jordan Diaz. And then that one run in the ninth inning as well. Zach Geloff with the RBI single. So the Rough Riders, a 7-5 victory in very impressive fashion. And once again, they crack a bunch of hits. 13 more after 17 two nights ago. 11 last night. 13 more hits tonight. Second time this season they've had double-digit hits in 3 consecutive games. Tell you what's going on in the Texas League around the Texas Rangers organization. And, of course, introduce you to tomorrow's starting pitchers when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión, and the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back into Momentum Bank Ballpark one final time on this Friday night. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 7-5. And let's take a look around the Texas League scores and what's going on tonight. All the other games still in action. Rough Riders the first ones to finish tonight. Wichita just put up 2 runs in the top of the 10th inning at Arkansas. Now lead 3-1 over the Travs. Rough Riders will see the Travelers, the Mariners affiliate, next week in their upcoming home series. Looking forward to that one at Riders Field. Northwest Arkansas and Amarillo in a close game in the bottom half of the 8th inning. The Naturals with an 8-6 advantage over the Sod Poodles at our best ballpark. San Antonio, a 6-7 deficit to Springfield in the home half of the 8th inning at home. And Tulsa blanking Corpus Christi 3-0 there in the top half of the 9th inning at One Oak Field. As for the Texas Rangers organization, AAA Round Rock facing Salt Lake on the road. The Angels affiliate up 5-3 in the home half of the 8th inning. One of the big things out of that game, Bubba Thompson finally walked. The former Rough Rider last year was hitting almost 400 but hadn't walked yet. And he finally drew a walk, his first of the season in that game. Carolina and Down East played a twin bill today. And the score in both games was actually the same. 6-5, Carolina won both games by a score of 6-5. So it's completion of a suspended game that was suspended back on April 26th, a couple days ago. Carolina victorious in that one, and then they took the 7-inning game at 6-5 as well in the first inning. At the high A level, Hickory beating Greenville, the Red Sox affiliate, 6-1. And good to see Hickory getting some offense up on the board. They're now 10-9 on the young season. As for the Texas Rangers at the big league level, the Rangers coming off a series against the Houston Astros, and they welcome in the Atlanta Braves, the defending World Series champions, for a series at Globe Life Field, and they are currently trailing 6-2 in the bottom half of the 7th inning in that one. So Rough Riders are carrying the torch here in the Texas Rangers affiliates, along with AAA Round Rock, who's off to a good start to the season. They're 14-7. The Rough Riders are now 13-6. AA and AAA carrying the torch in the org and doing a good job of that. Speaking of carrying the torch, Jack Leiter starts tomorrow for the Rough Riders. The number 17 prospect in all of minor league baseball, the number one prospect in the Rangers system, gets his fourth start of the season. Leiter has been really good this season as advertised. The 22-year-old 0-1 with a 1.86 ERA. He'll go against Colin Palouse, who's 2-0 with a 2.25 ERA, so expecting a good pitching matchup between those two tomorrow. First pitch at 7 o'clock will be on the air at 6:45, and that's going to do it for us here on the Riders Baseball Network tonight. Once again, the Rough Riders win 7-5. On behalf of everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders, my name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you at 6:45 tomorrow for the pregame 7 o'clock first pitch as the Rough Riders go for win number 4 in a row. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.